Hello, and thank you for your call. This is Brother Jeff, and I'll bring you the daily inspiration. 2 Peter chapter 3. We're continuing to look at the coming of Christ. Jesus Christ said that he would return. We're looking at many, many passages to understand this wonderful hope of the Christian. Let's begin at verse 3. 2 Peter 3:3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, whereby the world that was then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Well, we're going to stop there in our reading and talk about this. It's a powerful and wonderful truth to look into. Here we start off first with the scoffers, the mockers. And they're saying, you know, these are the sensual men. The Bible uses the term last days there in verse 3, knowing that the time is short, the days are ending. The latter days, the last days, and then there will be the last day. There will be the day of the Lord, which is the final day. The last trump. Well, here it tells us that these fleshly, sin-loving people who walk after their own lust are going to mock the truths of the righteous preachers that are preaching the coming of the Lord and the great day of judgment. And they're going to say in verse 4, where is the promise of its coming? And they're going to say that as long as we can remember, people have been saying this, and it hasn't happened. The Bible says in verse 5 that they're willfully ignorant. You know what the root word of ignorant is, don't you? It's ignore. They ignore the word of God and the evident truths. And God goes to refer to them and liken them to the days of Noah. Noah, Hebrews tells us, was a preacher of righteousness. We know Noah spent many years building that boat. And only Noah and Shem, Ham, Japheth, their wives, and Mrs. Noah walked into that boat, and the animals and the rest of the world perished. The world perished, being overflowed with water. And now God is telling us that Jesus is going to come back, and he gives us an interesting comparison of a timetable. Now, we look at the 24-hour clock. We look at the 7-day work week or whatever it is, and we have a set life, and we think about it. And, you know, I don't know how old you are. I'm in my 40s now, and, you know, the Bible says to number your days, and 70 is coming, and, you know, that's about the average of death for most people, around 70 years. So I've got less than 30 years left. If everything goes well. But the Bible says, don't be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So in God's timetable, the earth's only about 7 days old. So that's really, in God's timetable, and man's timetable, just because men say it hasn't happened yet, oh, my friend, don't be a fool. Eternity, eternity, eternity. That doesn't make sense in our thinking. We can't understand eternity. But, oh, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise here. There is going to be the day of the Lord. Jesus will return. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. Verse 10 says, the day of the Lord will come. So, the key is, as it continues to tell us here in the latter verses of chapter 3, to be ready, to be found holy, godly, without spot, looking for and hasting. You know, the word hasting in this would actually mean to, be hopeful and hurried. You know, to do something with haste is to hurry. We are looking for and hurrying for the day of God to come. Paul spoke of the coming of the Lord, and he longed to be with the Lord. John tells us, even so come, Lord Jesus. We should have an excitement about being with God and him coming back, him making everything new. We should be exciting. So we should, in verse 12, be looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Well, let's leave that off there and stop, and let's remember to look to Jesus and be ready for his coming. Be ready for your death. Be ready to obey God in whatever he calls us to do. We'll continue these thoughts tomorrow a little more. And God bless you. 099 would open up the voicemail if you'd like to leave any sort of message. Thank you for your call today. Have a wonderful day, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God.